a couple was in a park in England. So they're in a park and there's kids all around, and they decided to get busy in the middle of the park with kids around.
Oh, God.
And then mom started yelling at them. And
oh, my God.
They didn't even realize what they were doing until the mom came up and started yelling at them. And the best
part. What do you mean they didn't realize what they were doing?
The best part, we have it on video.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. There's kids over there. And you're having sex? Well, you think that's all right?
No, we don't.
So why are you doing it?
No, so we we have done wrong.
So why?
We have done wrong.
Are you still sat on him and you're in a park, bruv? My child is 7 years old. You're not taking the piss. What do you mean, all right? Everyone's watching you. My child is in the park. My nieces are.
Oh, God.
Like, have some respect.
I know, you're fucked up. And I know
you don't have to film in because you're having sex in the park.
She's apologizing. We've done wrong.
That's a hot relationship.
Sorry.
When you're that hot for each other that you just start doing it and you don't even know where you're at. You don't know what's going on around you and you just start getting it on.
Well, they know what's going on. They know what's going on around them. They just didn't care until they got caught.
Excuse me. There's kids over there.
Hello. Hello.
Are you having sex?
So now the Sun newspaper is saying, if you know this couple, please call this phone number. So.
Oh.
How the hell do you know this couple? You can't. Unless you can recognize her knee. That's the only thing that you could tell who that is.
No, because your friend said to you, oh, we were getting busy in the park and we done wrong.
And you say, that's her hair and her knee and her ass.
No, what I'm saying is she probably told her friend or her sister. She told her sister. She told her sister all about this.
She got on the phone when she got home. You'll never guess what happened.
Right.
I finally jumped on Rob and this lady started yelling at me.
All right. Everyone's watching you. My child is in the park. My nieces are.
Okay, I'll get off him. I like how she rolls off him, too. That's the best part is, like, her rolling off of him is my favorite part.
And I love that she still has yet to put her pants on.
Yeah, her pants aren't on. She's apologized.
You're filming because you're having sex in the park when my child's there. You're taking the...
Oh, poor guy. I just feel bad for him.
What do you feel bad for him?
He got blocked. He's like, that's the ultimate block. Right there. Stop it in mid-block.
Trust me, he doesn't have an erection anymore. the minute a mom walked over and started yelling at him about her kids and her nieces, yeah.
Oh, that's why he's like, okay, you can, we're done.
Yeah,
now.
This is not going to happen for me.
So shameless people, they say, in the park, if you know these people, call 0270-784-4104.
But that's what I'm saying. Somebody probably does know them. Either they bragged to somebody, he bragged to somebody, or, you know, maybe like someone bought him those sneakers as a gift. I was like, wait a minute, those are the sneakers I got Rob.
Oh,
that must be Rob.
Those are Rob's Adidas.
Those are Rob's Adidas.
Oh.
And that's kind of what his girlfriend looks like. I better call the Sun.
Oh.
But I don't think you should out them. It's bad enough that they're on video and their faces are blurred. I don't think they should be calling for somebody to call him out. This story's over.
And I think Rob has a wife.
Oh.
See, that's what I think is happening, because they can't go to Rob's house and get busy in Rob's house because Rob's wife is there.
Oh, what, you got no car?
No. Gas is a lot over there right now. Money's tight. They're in the park. Why not?
But you know what? Have you ever had sex in a park or outdoors somewhere?
Maybe.
Okay. You don't do it out in the open, in the field, in front of everybody. You find some corner, you find some area where there's nobody, nobody can see you. In fact, there's a very famous place in Central Park that is known for this very thing. It's called the Ramble. So everyone who knows the Ramble knows that that's what it's for. It's the place where people go have sex. I have walked through the Ramble with friends or I've walked by it. And because, okay, so where I used to live, Shakespeare in the Park, is right. If you pass the Ramble, the Shakespeare in the Park theater is the Delacorte is like right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take a turn with my friends to go to the theater, and we would forget that the Ramble was to the right and we would go to the left. And once in a while, we would walk by the Ramble and just see like somebody on their knees servicing somebody else standing up against a tree. We'd be like, whoops, sorry, our bad, because we that's the place that you're allowed to go have sex in Central Park.
But people do.
We did wrong there. We were the ones who did wrong. This is your place. We went the wrong. We should have gone left. We went right. Sorry. Continue.
Is the Ramble something like that, though? Is it like flat ground and grass and stuff?
No, that's the whole point of it. The brilliance of the Ramble is the fact that it's sort of like hidden. And it's like these little hidden, how can I describe
like a maze?
It? Yeah, it's all just trees and it's like a little mini forest,
mm-hmm.
and with like little paths and they don't lead anywhere. So it's a good place to go.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It's a good place. People still to this day, like it's known for that. It's a good place to go have sex if you want to have sex in Central Park. I have seen people in Central Park having sex just out on the rocks or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people shout at them or they yell at them or they come with the video, whatever. I've seen that before. People will say, like, go to the Ramble. What are you doing here? Don't you know New York?